Lieutenant Megan Donnelly is one of the 770 women on board the Abraham Lincoln. She is one of the officers who drove the 97,500-ton carrier, as the crew puts it, out of the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz on February 14th. She says the job is a major challenge.
And managing 15, 20 people on the bridge at a time, and it's my job to manage all of them for the captain so that he doesn't have to. He can focus on the big picture.
Lieutenant Donnelly, Chief Warrant Officer, ask if our pass the deck.
Lieutenant Donnelly is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. She's trained as a Navy pilot, but is serving as a bridge officer as part of her career rotation. She has also won a Navy-wide award for her leadership, the first woman on her ship to earn the honor. Lieutenant Nicole Rosales is the ship's only female physician. She says being in the Navy has been very rewarding.
Not only did they pay for my medical school, but they offered me the opportunity to serve on an aircraft carrier and to serve in various different hospitals throughout the United States.
Dr. Rosales sees her naval career as an opportunity to serve the country as well as see the world. She also welcomes the Defense Department's announcement about opening more job opportunities for women because she believes the Navy needs more of a female perspective. The Lincoln's enlisted women have their own reasons for joining. Most of them are high school graduates and are mainly seeking the means to provide for their families. Amber Menser wants to save some money during her four-year enlistment and then leave the Navy, but not because she is dissatisfied.
If you come in with a positive attitude, you're doing what you need to do, you'll be fine. So I don't have a problem with the workloads or anything. Everybody gets treated pretty equally.
Menser wants to go to college after she leaves the Navy. Ingrid Pimentel, on the other hand, intends to stay in.
I am going to stay in the Navy, making a career out of it. I've been in for about 8 months now, so I plan to make a career out of it so far. I like it.
These four women had no major complaints about gender discrimination, but Lieutenant Donnelly, who has been in the Navy for 10 years, has a broader perspective.
I've never really had a problem. I'm sure that before I joined that it was a lot harder than it is now, but there have been very few people that I've found deliberately not supportive.
Each of these women joined the Navy for different reasons, but they have one thing in common: being away from home and family for months at a time. They all agree, though, that the Navy has a good support system, both for the deployed and for their families back home. Geeta Aryan, VOA News, on board the USS Abraham Lincoln, the Persian Gulf.